Hanneberg, and the Sylvia Platters have for us. Well, in BC, we got something from Star Collector, and there's also a new Mark Branscombe track that you need to hear. We'll spin some recent rap music from King Rungus and Colin Spencer, plus we'll hear a brand new single from Extragons. So ahead in the show, we'll tell you about some athletes' natural way to beat the cold. But for right now, let's check out two springtime-themed songs from Rick St. Clair and Olsen, a talk about wildflowers. So be sure to stick around for a lot more right here in Coasting, radio that's dreaming of the garden days ahead.
Be like a wildflower and free. I wanna be like a wildflower and free. I wanna be like a wildflower and free. Wildflower and free. Wildflower and free. Let's grow wild in the prairie sun. Grass and stories spun. Simple life of peace and joy. Kindness we will employ. I wanna be like a wildflower. I wanna be like a wildflower. I wanna be like a wildflower.
Night. She'll be gone by morning light. A bergamot will come to rise. She feeds the birds and bees and butterflies.
Thanks so much for joining me here today and co-hosting. Our show is recorded and produced at Radio Western on the campus of Western University in London, Ontario. Our co-hosting theme song is courtesy Ten Fay from their album Hit the Light. Well, Loris Rick St. Clair sent me his new single Wildflowers that dropped a couple weeks ago. He tells me, close your eyes and let this song take you to a beautiful field of waving wildflowers in Manitoba. And before that, Lethbridge-based singer-songwriter Jen Mazura goes by Olson. She grew up in the wild open fields of Manitoba, where music was as much a part of the landscape as the prairie sky. Wildflower is one of three tracks on her January release called Grounded. Well, Jason Camelot's Winter Sticks is based on a poem that he wrote where the lyrics make him feel like he's floating away.
Land. It's Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
Faces I knew I would never know. They're so much younger than I thought I would have been. We got along the way to golden before. I saw my old street just to look at the hell of it. Took my old bus just to see if I still fit. I wouldn't blame you if I found out I didn't. I'll tell you later just how easy I did.
Joe February March, a Waterloo singer-songwriter who just dropped a full-length record a couple weeks ago called Double Up on Hope. Frostbitten is my standout track from that January release. And prior to that, Jason Camelot is a singer-songwriter and poet from Montreal. He says Winter Sticks was written in 2022 with lyrics based on a poem that I began to work on in 1990 after a series of drawings of sticks by Betty Goodwin. Winter Sticks is from his January full-length Songs for Adam. Well, King Rungus is the name of a small, self-released digital music project called Evergreen. Let's hear Blue Moon on Coasting.
It's Coasting, your source for great music.
Musician Colin Spencer is a rising teen artist from Newfoundland whose passion for music production, songwriting, and multi-genre performance shines through. Colin hopes he can reach the ears and souls of those who resonate with the music he so lovingly creates. He just released Long, Long Day. And ahead of that, Blue Moon by Toronto band King Rungus is the first single lifted from the 2025 album Evergreen. The track title leans toward atmospheric, reflective, and slightly cosmic themes. While David Hanneberg's music draws upon lived experiences to craft warm reflections of dark topics, here's Change Your Mind on Coasting.
And they smoke a cigarette from the path that you left. I'm hoping for some clarity. Bending air on the balcony, 'cause you changed your mind. How can I change mine? And I look up at the stars. You changed your mind.
That was Edmonton's solo act, David Henneberg, with Change Your Mind. The opening track from his 2025 folk release, Heartbreak at the C Chord, is a warm, lyrically sharp breakup song built around quiet reflection and emotional disorientation. Well, it's time for a quick break, but when we're back, did you ever wonder why we say upper and lower case? For now, let's join a new standalone single called Momentary Good Times by Montreal pop artist Soran. It was released in November as part of a rollout for his next album, scheduled for the spring.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.
Hi, I'm James Abrams.
And I'm John Abrams.
And we're the Abrams Brothers. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Cindy. This is Absolutely Frivolous. Welcome. This is my first show at 10:30 in the morning on a Thursday and very excited to be here. I have been on the air with CFRC for more than 20 years, but I think I haven't done a Thursday in a long time. I've kind of moved around the schedule over the years. This is one of the wonderful things about volunteering here at the station. People are very supportive of your regular daily life, and it's heartwarming to see that people care about other people considering the state of the world today. So if you've never tuned in to CFRC or you've never tuned in for Absolutely Frivolous, this particular show is all about comedy. We play a lot of comedy on this show, mostly stand-up, but I will do the odd interview, occasionally sketch comedy, funny songs, different things that make me or you laugh. Because, of course, as I always say on previous episodes, comedy is very subjective, and what I might find funny, other people might not, and vice versa. So I always like to tell the audience, just be aware, we're not out here to offend you in any way, but if some of the topics that are on the air, either on my show or on any show, really, here on CFRC, offend you in any way, we apologize. That's not our intent here at CFRC. We're here to entertain, inform, and in the case of Absolutely Frivolous, we would love it if you would crack a smile or even guffaw. That would be pretty awesome, and I know everybody needs that right now. So please, think about it. Think about enjoying this next half hour. I've been, like I said, doing this show for many, many years, and I'm very happy to be here during the daytime. I'm lucky that my boss is allowing me to come here as an early lunch hour so that I can provide to you as much comedy as I can. If you have a suggestion, of course, for any comedy that you'd like to hear on the air, you can certainly go to cfrc.ca and submit either a name or an actual audio file through our contact page. I have to preface it, I will not be able to play anything at the time of my airing, but I can certainly edit and review in the week or two after and play it on a subsequent show. So keep that in mind. But if you have any suggestions, I'm always open to new or old comedy. I play everything from Bob Newhart to, I don't know, the latest, which would be today, I suppose. It's Kelsey Cook. She's going to talk about sharing a bathroom with her partner. Again, I have bleeped out all the swear words that I heard. It's quite possible I missed some, and I don't intend to offend anyone with swear words. So please just, I don't want you to be offended if there is a missing swear word. Sometimes I laugh so hard I miss these things. So I just want the audience to be aware, since you are kind of a new audience. I'm really hoping you have heard my show before, though. Other things I want to talk about right now, just quickly, is CFRC has wonderful ads and sponsorship packages. Why should you advertise with CFRC? Well, we have the best advertising rates in town. The high audience reach per dollar spent is pretty awesome. We do on-air and social media promotional packages. And custom ad production to meet your budget, which is kind of cool. This is a specific group of people who listen to CFRC. We try to reach as many as possible in the Kingston surrounding areas. We're not a typical radio station, though. We're not like something you would play in the background. We're more like you tune in at specific times, or you listen on our website to the archives page associated with every show. If you miss a show, like if you miss this one this morning and you're listening later, I'm really hoping you're listening during during the archives load, and it's been loaded up on the site. Sorry, I don't know where my brain went there, but, you know, I have a lot of talking to do and a lot of learning to do, even after 20 years. Keep that in mind. So why don't we listen to Kelsey Cook and her brand of comedy and how she has opinions on sharing a bathroom with her then boyfriend, I believe. Please enjoy. My name's Cindy. Keep coming back Thursdays at 10:30 to listen to Absolutely Frivolous and CFRC 101.9 FM.
That I'm starting to get a little too comfortable with Chad now that we live together. You know, in the beginning, you try so hard, you care what you look like. I'd go get Brazilian waxes all the time. Now I'm just trying to not scare kids at the pool. It's a different level of effort I'm willing to put in. Now I just tell my wax lady the same thing that Chad tells the guy who trims his beard. I'm just like, take a little off the sides, be careful around the lips. Let's not get crazy. I am pretty shocked at the lengths that young girls now are willing to go to attract boys. I don't know if you guys have heard of this trend through TikTok called vabbing. Okay, I just found out about this. Apparently, some teenage girls now, before they leave the house, are sticking their fingers down there and then wiping it on their neck to try to use their pheromones to attract boys. The confidence of Gen Z is so f***ing wild and truly disturbed. I mean, cold day in hell that you would catch a millennial or older wiping anything from this area on their neck like goddamn potpourri. That was so not the message taught to us about this area by our elders, right? They were like, hey, lock up your shame. I'm going, yeah, okay, yeah, okay. We didn't even want anybody to know we had a vagina. And we were just walking through middle school like, okay, conceal and carry. Okay. Nobody see it, nobody smell it. Just spraying 17 pumps of Bath and Body Works cucumber melon. Smell like every Lyft driver's car. Just insanity. Yeah, our sex ed teachers didn't talk to us about this area like it was hot sauce. They were like, hey y'all, it's good on everything. Get it out there. No, they talked to us about it like it was black licorice. They were like, hey, not everybody's gonna like that. Oh, okay. You stay humble. Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah. And we did. We're a humble generation. Anybody here have a teenage daughter? Well, don't smell their neck. That is not lip gloss. Sounds like a town hall meeting in here. Guys are like, hey, hey! This is an outrage! I feel like there might be some interesting phone calls on the drive home tonight. Put your f***ing sister on! I do actually want to try and keep the magic alive with Chad for as long as I can. And my ex and I got pretty gross together toward the end. He and I always lived in a place that only had one bathroom, and he would go in there and take 45-minute man s***s. And I finally asked him, I was like, hey, why does it take you so long to do that? And he goes, well, my doctor told me that it's bad to push, so I don't push. I just sit. And I'll let it fall out. I was like, what are you, a geisha? What are you trying to take these dainty shits for? You're a man. Just grab onto something, fire it out, get the fuck out of there. We can't wait for the stars to align, Mulan. It's Sunday, we got errands to run. Go, get out. So he went in there one day for one of his sessions. And I knew it was going to be a session because I could hear him lock the door. Which he always only did for number two. And I didn't know why. I think I know now. I think you dudes have this poo phobia that while you're sitting there all vulnerable, you're afraid we're going to, like, bust the door down and jump on your lap and start tickling you. Steve-o, why would I do that? I would never do that. So he's in there, door locked, and on this day, our buttholes had synced. And I was like, oh no. Because I have IBS, so when I gotta go, I gotta go. So I texted him, and I was like, hey, I'm about to shit my pants. Siren emoji. Fire emoji. Making it crystal clear. He doesn't respond. I can hear his phone get my text, and I hear him just swipe out of it and continue to watch Parks and Rec. I'm like, you So now I realize I do not have access to a toilet, and I've got some demons coming down the chute. I am in apocalypse survival mode. So I start frantically looking around our apartment for a substitute toilet. The first thing I see is the kitchen sink. I know. Right away I was like, too high. It's a lot of gymnastics I'm not qualified for. Next thing I see is my ex's favorite hat, which emotionally felt like the right choice, because I was ready to soft serve him some piping hot justice. But I was like, ooh, that's a small surface area. I'm not confident in the aim. You guys know how I feel about urine samples. It's like, if you can't pee in a cup, you can't poop in a hat. That's a Dr. Seuss book we all grew up with. Everybody knows you can't do that. And so I looked and I looked, and I had to shit in an empty cardboard Amazon box in my own living room like an old homeless man. That changes you as a person. I was just squatting and crying. Our cats walked up to me and booped noses. I was like, get out of here, go. They just watched me from the corner with giant eyes. And they're just looking at me like, oh, you are one of us. Neat. After I was done, I told my friends what had happened, and they were all like, why don't you just poop in your cat's litter box? And I was like, because I'm not trying to dominate them for the rest of their lives. Do you understand what a deranged power move that would be? To just bring the heat like that? And just dunk on them? That would be like if you shit in your baby's diaper. Your child would be taken from you. There are rules to this life. But I tell you guys this to tell you, I've been trying to hide that version of me far away from Chad. I don't ever want Chad to meet gross Kelsey. Right? In warehouses, you know, they have those signs. It's like 32 days since last workplace incident. Well, I have a tiny one in my heart that says 1,842 days since I shit in a box. I'm trying to keep that number very high. But when Chad and I moved in together last year, we celebrated, we went out, we drank a bunch of tequila, and then the next morning, I got Chipotle. Bad choices. And we went back to our new place, and I went into one of the bathrooms to do my business. But it's a new bathroom to me, so I turned on what I thought was the fan. Turns out it was the heater. That's not what you want. That takes a normal number two smell and turns it into a Woodstock 99 porta potty. Immediately. And so I'm in there sweating and panicking. I'm like, oh, and I finish up and I walk out and I close the door behind me, which is the universal sign for give it a sec. No one needs to go in here for the next 2 to 49 hours. Change your plans, change your route. Chad completely ignores this major sign that I'm throwing up at him. He just blows right by me and walks in there to get a Kleenex. My brain in slow-mo was like, don't go in there. And he came out and I was like, I am so sorry. Could you smell things? And he goes, I couldn't smell anything. You're fine. And I was like, oh, thank God. You might want to take a COVID test. Actually, don't waste a test. You have COVID. My ass was the test, and you failed. And that's when Chad goes, I'm just kidding. I could totally smell that. Do you see the tears streaming down my face? God damn it. I actually got an IUD in recently because I heard that they could just make your period go away. But the procedure is a nightmare. They basically shove a Lego in your uterus while you're wide awake. I thought for sure I was going to get knocked out for this. The doctor was like, no. I was like, okay. What do you guys do for the pain? She's like, oh, take a Tylenol, make a wish. I'm like, oh, I wish you'd go f*** yourself. If you're comfortable sharing, make some noise if you have an IUD. Oh, my God. Give these women a key to the city. All right? There are Avengers sitting amongst you tonight. It is insane. But I think the thing that's maybe more traumatizing than that procedure is that when you get there, they ask you to give a urine sample. And women dread giving urine samples. For dudes, you guys just whip your dong out. You aim and fire. You could probably do it blindfolded. Women giving a urine sample is like trying to get the leash out from under the dog's leg on a walk. And you're like, okay, this way, maybe this way. Well, am I going or are you going? Well, goddamn it. So many legs. Because women only pee straight for 2 of the 20 seconds. We pee. The rest of the time, it looks like somebody just poked a hole in a Capri Sun and then started stepping on it. You're like, yep. Sideways? What am I peeing sideways? I don't even have a hole there. And then a doctor walks in with a thimble and is like, catch it. Catch it. I'm like, you catch it. This is a two-man job at least. This thing is the same size as a to-go ranch container. I can't possibly catch it in this. Do you have a crock pot back there? Something with handles, a wide berth I can work with, perhaps? And a lot of the time, you don't know you're going to have to give a urine sample, so you peed right before you left the house, and then you're in there trying to squeegee out 5 drops. But you don't have enough pressure in your stream for it to go out, so you just get a babbling brook that hugs your body and drops off a butt cheek in the back. Like, have to drop a pin on GPS to know where that f***er went. I have no idea. I can't see back there. Can't catch that. So I'm in there. I try to get a urine sample. It's a complete disaster, as always. I get nothing in the cup. I just peel over my own wrist like a child. The whole thing stressed me out so much, I had explosive diarrhea. I walked out of there up to the nurse. I was like, well, didn't get a urine sample, but the cup is full. Test what you can, I guess. It's a broken system. It's not my fault. You fix it. And then you lay back, and they do the procedure, and an IUD can stay in you for 8 years. So after they're done, the nurse hands you a sticker with a date on it of 8 years from that day, so you know when to replace it. So I just pop that on my windshield next to my oil change sticker. Where else am I going to put that thing? I got one that says Valvoline, one that says Volvoline. I just like that. Just keep an eye. I told my dad about the sticker thing, and he goes, well, that's interesting. I wonder if it works the same way as a car where it goes by either the date or the mileage. Dad. I mean, I'm definitely going to use it on stage, but shut your mouth. Sicko. We're not friends. I don't want to joke with you like that. You're going to make me start an OnlyFans and keep that shit up. Shut up. That's definitely not how it works, by the way. That'd be very funny to me if they were secretly putting tiny odometers. You go in for a checkup, the doctor's like, oh, somebody had a busy April. Jesus Christ. No way this thing's lasting 8 years. You're burning the tires. Clean off this thing. Slow down.
Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea-treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
Wow. But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
There's no place.
There really is no place like home. It's where life happens, where dreams are built, and where you land at the end of every day. But what home looks like is different for everyone. Welcome to Finding Your Way Home, Real Talk on Real Estate. I'm Sherry Doherty, and together we'll explore what finding your way home truly means, whether you're buying your first place, making a move, investing, or choosing a different path altogether. Because home isn't just a place. It's a feeling, it's a choice, and it's personal. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. and start finding your way home.
That was smothering me. Now I've left it so long.